their website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
On 91.7 FM, we talk about God's good news.
You're listening to The Truth.
Ladies and gentlemen, please take a moment to hear a word from Governor Ron DeSantis.
WTRJ, Orange Park, Jacksonville. WAYL, St. Augustine. WATY, Folkston, Georgia. Online at ilovethetruth.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, please take a moment to hear a word from
Governor Ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you jump on board. Join in the dialogue and discussion each and every day as we face the issues. We're going to talk about an issue today that I believe is timely. The race is over. The work is done. Now, let's see who's won. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe the ordeal of this, the most mixed up, messed up, confusing, deceitful presidential campaign will be over today. I don't know about you, but there's a little sense of relief in knowing that the campaign ends. But ladies and gentlemen, there's some anxious moments in our thoughts today, or there should be, as to how will the votes be counted? Will this vote be fraudulent? Will there be an attempt, as in 2020, to overthrow the legal election of a president of the United States of America? Today, somewhere between 7 o'clock and 9 o'clock across the nation, the polls will close. I'm looking at a headline that says, "Vote like your life depends on it, and the Republican does depend on it." Ladies and gentlemen, if you've not voted, let me encourage you to vote. If you are still on the fence, I'm going to say shame on you. I don't know if that is the proper decorum, but if you can't decide how you should vote, then we need to have a little conference, I believe, and all you need to do is dial this call-in telephone number today, and I can give you a few instructions on that if you need them. If you need to know why we need to vote, I'm concerned for conservatives, Christians, and patriots today that if you've not already voted, vote. Don't sit on your hands and use some kind of excuse of why you should not vote. The lame excuses that I've heard is simply inadequate when we are finding that our constitutional republic is in the very throes. The destiny of America will be decided at the close of this day. Now, I'm saying that as it should be on election day, but I understand Pennsylvania and Michigan and perhaps a couple of other states are saying that they won't have an answer tonight. In fact, I believe it was Michigan said it might take 10 days to 2 weeks to wrap up the election, count the ballots. Pennsylvania is already questioning whether or not they can get all the ballots counted and the American citizens know who won this election by the close of this day. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at a headline. I'll read the headline in a couple of sentences. Franklin Graham, pray and vote, but put your hope in God. Our nation will hold the most consequential election of the decade. Voters will go to the polls November the 5th to cast their ballots for the next president of the United States of America, as well as for many critical and crucial congressional and state and local offices. The future of our nation is at stake. America has drifted from the Bible, biblical values that once stood as our rock-solid foundation. In so many ways, we've turned our backs on God, and the results have been devastating. And then Franklin Graham goes on to talk about the political activism. He talks about the progressive, liberal, woke culture that we're in today. He talks about what Kamala Harris and Joe Biden's done with the same-sex marriage, abortion, transgenderism, and the dogma about their party's platform, and it's successful. Ladies and gentlemen, I could read on and on and on, but suffice it to say, this is a critical, crucial day. I believe that we need to, as conservatives, as Christians, and patriots, we need to sit up and take notice and carry out our responsibility. We're citizens. If you're saved, we're citizens in two kingdoms. The kingdom of God, that is that place called heaven, and we're also citizens of America. And as citizens, we need to do that which is honorable to God, for God, and to vote that which would be best for our constitutional republic that I believe God has so graciously, wonderfully, marvelously given to us as Americans. So, ladies and gentlemen, as we face the issues, let me remind you, we do so based on the authority of the Scripture. Jesus speaking says, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Then in John 14:6, the Lord Jesus says, I am truth. Further in John 17:17, a declaratory statement is made about the word of God. Thy word is truth, the Scripture says. Psalm 117:2 says, the truth of the Lord endures forever. May I say to you, truth is imperative, and I believe we will see at the close of this election cycle, which should be this evening between 7 and 9 o'clock, unless they haul in ballots from unknown sources, and at 3 o'clock in the morning change the votes, as I believe history and evidence will prove took place in 2020. I believe that we need to pray and ask God's divine intervention. But if the truth is known, ladies and gentlemen, we understand what George Orwell said as the secularist in that dystopian novel entitled 1984. Orwell said the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And I believe that that's what we see taking place today. Kamala Harris is, in fact, it is so sad, but every time the cackling Kamala opens her mouth, it's been with deceit, with lies, with delusional thinking and statements that somehow, some way, she's gone through this entire election. By the way, she didn't get any votes in the primary because she was anointed as the candidate to replace Joe when the Democratic Party displaced Joe, removed Joe, set Joe aside, dumped Joe Biden, and put Kamala Harris in as the running candidate for the Socialist Marxist Democratic Party. Kamala Harris, when she was running in the presidential campaign against Joe Biden in 2020 in the Democratic primary, she didn't get even a percentage point. She didn't even get enough votes in her own state in the primary. But yet we're to believe that she's the savior on the shining white armor with the riding the white horse coming in to save America. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm concerned in this election twofold. Because the way that we see the presentation from the Kamala Harris, Tim Walz candidacy, the major focus, listen, the major focus in their entire campaign has been on the focus of murder by way of abortion. And I'm concerned if we have a larger percentage of voting for Kamala Harris and Tim Walz, it will be as a result of that murder by way of abortion on the ballot, which means that multitudes of deranged, demonically controlled female minds, if I can be blunt, will have cast the ballots with murder on the mind. I don't know about you, but I'm frightened to death as to what God will do in America and to America if we place Kamala Harris in the leadership role as president. And having been placed there, if she is, having been placed there by the vote of women that want to murder babies in the womb, I'm concerned about it. I'm concerned about the fact, ladies and gentlemen, that the latest survey shows that 55% of the millennials say there's no such thing as absolute truth. In fact, 55% of those in that age group say each person determines their own version of truth. Ladies and gentlemen, a half-truth is a whole lie. And yet we find a continual thought that somehow, some way, it's okay to continue to tell the lies in relationship to this campaign. Truth still matters, regardless of who is speaking. Truth matters. I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus says, faithful Christians, seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. And I believe that ought to be our mantra today as Christians, as conservatives, as patriots. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line for equipment for the hurricanes, for the Honda generators, and they have the Honda generators, ladies and gentlemen, with a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about the hurricane preparedness equipment. They can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located, ladies and gentlemen, at 11291, that's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road, right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. There's a benchmark, an identifier. There's a 165-foot flagpole. Atop that flagpole flows the U.S. flag, Old Glory, 24/7. Find that flag in the flagpole, base of the flagpole, ladies and gentlemen, you'll find the home of Tools for Time, toolsfortime.com, toolsfortime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, in just a moment, we're going to introduce our very special guest today. We're going to talk about the election process, who we feel will be the winner, what will happen if Donald Trump wins based on the Marxist Democrats' own words, what are the battleground states, who are the battleground states, why are the battleground states important, what can we expect from the battleground states, will they get their votes in so that we'll know this month, who won the election. Then we'll talk about the amendments 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6, the six amendments on the Florida ballot, and why it's important for us to know how to vote on them, especially the pot amendment number 3, the professional murder amendment, that is the abortion amendment, amendment number 4. Congressman Hill and I'll talk about those in just a moment. But first of all, let me just simply remind you, ladies and gentlemen, I believe it's time for us to pray and ask God to divinely intervene in this election. In fact, I'm concerned when Sleepy Joe, when they brought him out of the closet and he spoke recently, he said that Trump and all of his followers are garbage. You remember Peter Stroke, the FBI agent that back in 2016 when Trump was running for office, he said he could go into Walmarts and smell the Trump followers. Then Hillary Clinton, in her wonderful wisdom, said that all of the Trump followers are simply basketfuls of deplorables. Then we're told by Kamala Harris and Tim Walz and Joe Biden and Barack Hussein Obama and all of the ones that are carrying the water pail for Kamala Harris in this election. We're told that we're all little Hitlers, that President Trump is Hitler. He's a Nazi. And all of the followers are Nazis. We're even told that when President Trump spoke in Madison Square Garden, that that was a good symbol that he was following the footsteps of Hitler. They didn't bother to mention the fact that Hillary Clinton in 2016 spoke, or before 2016, as senator, she spoke in Madison Square Garden. That didn't make her a little Hitler, but supposedly it did for Donald J. Trump. And I'm concerned, ladies and gentlemen, when we have one side of the aisle, as it is called, that will call we the people, the conservatives, the patriots, the Christians, that we're called baskets full of deplorables, that we're called Nazis, that we're called white supremacists, that we're called Christian nationalists, that we're called garbage. In fact, I enjoyed and appreciated so much President Trump getting in the garbage truck and having a Trump 2024 on the side of the garbage truck as he was driven in for that promo answering the question, are we garbage, if you will. So we need to pray for God's divine intervention in this election, perhaps more than any other time in any other election. Let me just read this brief statement, then we'll introduce our guest today. Election day is here. Christians must take it seriously. Proverbs 31:8 tells us that we speak up for those who cannot speak for themselves. There's no group more vulnerable than our unborn. Yet across America, ballot measures threaten to enshrine a culture of death in state constitutions, going way beyond where states were prior to the overturn of Roe versus Wade. These measures would allow abortion until birth, and in some cases beyond. For example, a recent ballot measure disguised as protecting reproduction freedom sought to allow abortion on demand up to and including the very moment of birth. This is not about choice. It's about the devaluation of human life. The stakes couldn't be higher in this election. Christians must rise up. We must defend those who cannot defend themselves by rejecting any of the dangerous proposals that's on the ballot. We cannot afford to be silent when innocent lives are on the line. Every child is made in the image of God, and every life is precious in God's sight. We'll talk about the seriousness of this election and this time together today. Ladies and gentlemen, the spin doctors have been at work. The political pundits have been at work. The pollsters have been at work. And if you listen to the pundits, the spin doctors, the pollsters, we're to believe that we have a very tight, very narrow election between Kamala Harris and President Donald J. Trump. Ladies and gentlemen, this election will determine the destiny of America. Kamala Harris, with all that she said, she's failed to keep America safe. 20-plus million illegals have come in. She's failed to keep America successful. Inflation and the loss of jobs are dominant. She's failed to keep America secure. Our military is at the lowest level of safety it's been in the history of our nation. Kamala Harris has failed to protect our children, ladies and gentlemen, from the brainwashing and the indoctrination of the LGBTQ agenda, abortion, transgenderism, butchering healthy body parts for young men and young women. That's a brief thumbnail sketch of Kamala Harris. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to talk about this and a number of other issues today in this broadcast. The telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. Our very special guest today is a guest that we've had on a number of times in the history past. I am grateful for the wisdom, the insight of our next guest, Congressman Mike Hill. Congressman Hill is the former District 1 representative for the Florida House. Welcome to Let's Face the Issues, Congressman Hill. We're delighted that you're taking time to join us today. Looking forward to our lively discussion about this election, the seriousness of it, and what our listeners need to hear at this last minute. Congressman Hill, thank you so much for joining us.
Dr. Youngblood, thank you for having me. I always enjoy being on your show. And today is a very important and special day, this being Election Day. And Christians must go out and vote. Just the other day, I was online, and some Christian responded to me, and you could tell he thought he was being pious, that he thought he was being godly, and made the statement that he didn't need to go out and vote because God is the one who raises up leaders, raises up nations. And God is the one who is going to determine this race. And so God is in control. So he doesn't need to go out and vote. And I responded and told him how foolish he is and that he greatly errs because he does not understand or know the word of God. And so I quoted to him Exodus 18:21. You're familiar with this, Dr. Youngblood.
Yes.
It says, moreover, thou shalt provide out of all the people able men, such as fear God, men of truth, hating covetousness, and place such over them to be rulers of thousands, rulers of hundreds, rulers of fifties, and rulers of tens. That's our congressional, state, county, school board levels. God gave us a prescription on how we should choose our leaders. And our founding fathers, when they set up our constitutional republic, they were aware of this situation. They were aware of this mandate and set it up in our Constitution such that we would be able to choose who our leaders are, that our government will function out of the consent of the governed. And so this nonsense that, well, I'm just going to sit at home is just that nonsense. Don't be lazy, because that's the real thing that you are. You're being lazy. Instead, get up, get off that couch, and go vote. Go determine the future of this nation, not only the nation, but of this world. Why do I say that? Because the United States was founded on and must fulfill its destiny of preaching the gospel to a lost and dying world. That is our mandate, and that is what you are voting for when you go vote today. And I'm going to tell you who to vote for. You vote for President Trump, and yes, that is going to allow us to move this nation in the right direction.
Absolutely. Congressman Hill, with the illustration you used, what the man said, that God puts people in office, and he does. He sets up kings. He brings down kings. In fact, Nebuchadnezzar discovered that very clearly and very forcefully in Daniel, the fourth chapter. We see that. And just as this man was saying, God does that, so he's going to sit down and not vote. Well, my answer would be, God's promised to meet all of our needs. Does that mean that we don't go out and get a job? Does that mean we sit at home and say, God, you promised to give me food, clothing, and shelter, so God, you just rain it down from heaven. I don't have to do anything. That is pious, nonsensical, irrational diatribe and discussion. And I emphasize that because I've had so many. In fact, it's a good, my mother used to call it the proofs in the pudding, because in 2020, I understand that about 40 million Christians sat on their hands and did not vote. I understand in an article that I recently surveyed and reviewed, George Barner survey, said that out of 104 million professing Christians, and he used that very, loosely in that term, that 17% of them, 17% more Christians, said they would vote if their pastors would simply address it from the pulpits in our churches. So I think that is a very, very clear failure of pastors of not being willing to discuss the issue of an election and who we need to vote for. A lady called in a couple of weeks ago and said that on the broadcast, and said that her pastor had said that Kamala Harris wasn't a good candidate and Donald J. Trump wasn't a good candidate. He said, I can't recommend we vote for either one. I think that is sad when it comes out of Christendom, and yet we are the ones that could be the most devastated if we put the wrong person in office. Because, Congressman, I believe that Kamala Harris will destroy our Bill of Rights if she happens to ever go into a legal office called the Oval Office if she's elected as President of the United States of America. I'm looking at a headline, Congressman Hill. I'll read it and let you respond to it. The Harris-Biden regime has claimed to be the most ethical administration. I'll read a brief word. The deceptions have come out. Descriptions have come out of the Biden-Harris administration have not been scarce. Remember when Biden assured Americans his son, Hunter, did nothing wrong. Hunter Biden is now awaiting sentencing on felony tax and gun convictions. Then there's the administration's often repeated falsehood, the southern border secure. And the Bidenomics is working as consumers have faced inflation more than 20% since they took office. And the misnamed Inflation Reduction Act, which didn't reduce inflation. And I could go on and on and on, this writer says. And then it talks about the Department of Interior, the Human and Health Services, Department of Energy, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, and all that they have done that's been absolutely against morals and ethics and values. And it wraps up saying, evidence is from protect the public's trust and confirms that the Biden-Harris regime's claim to be the most ethical, transparent administration ever is just a simple myth. Take a moment and tell our listeners why their claims of being open and to be moral and ethical, why is it a myth? What has happened with the Harris-Biden administration and what will happen, in your opinion, that we should be concerned about if she's elected?
Dr. Youngblood, almost everything that comes out of the mouth of this Biden-Harris administration is a falsehood. Everything they say, you do the opposite, and then you'll have the truth. When they say that our economy is good, that his Build Back Better economy has been good, it's nonsense. And then when they say, well, yes, we're fighting inflation, but that's because we took over a poor economy from Donald Trump, which again is a falsehood. It's a lie. The GDP under gross domestic product under President Trump was over 3%. It has been as low as like 1.2% under the Biden-Harris administration. Right now is hovering somewhere above 2%. It needs to be at 3% in order for our economy to grow. And when our economy grows, so does the Caribbean basin, so does the Americas, including Canada and South America, and so does the rest of the world. It has been an utter disaster having Biden and Harris in office, which, by the way, this is my opinion, and I believe is true because of all the evidence that we've seen, that election was stolen in 2020. President Trump was the genuine winner of that election. It was stolen. They installed Joe Biden, and on day one, he began wrecking our economy, closing the Keystone Pipeline, and doing other nonsense, such as listening to the radical climate change leftists, and pretty much shut down our energy production. And then selling so much of our taxpayer dollars to China by buying all of their solar panels and these windmills and everything else that they were doing. Utter nonsense that has cost this nation dearly. It is part of the UN globalist 2030 agenda to open our borders and allow people from all over the world to come into our country unabated. And then would lie about it, saying that the border is secure. Dr. Youngblood, we can't go through another 4 years of living in falsehoods. It's the truth that we have to accept. It's the truth that we must tackle and make our nation better, not to just throw lies out about it, pretending what it is supposed to be. I don't even want to say the words, should Kamala Harris get elected, because I don't believe she will. As you said earlier, that they're showing these polls that this is a very tight race, it's razor thin. No, it's not. Trump is ahead by double digits easily, and they know that. They started cheating way back when the polls were coming out saying that they are close, such that when they do cheat, and they will, Dr. Youngblood, there's no doubt they're going to cheat. And should she win, then they can say, well, the polls were close the whole time. Of course she could have won. No. If they showed the real numbers with President Trump ahead with double-digit leads, then they knew there was no way, even with their cheating, that she could win because she was too far behind. But they had to come out with these fake polls. And from everywhere, from Fox News, CBS, all of it are coming out saying that it's a razor-thin race when it's obvious that it's not, even when you just look at the rallies that are being held. Tens of thousands show up at the President Trump rallies and wait days in advance, at least a day in advance, to make sure they get a good seat, even in New York City, Madison Square Garden. And then Kamala has to bring in these entertainers and concerts that yes. people show up for and then leave once the concert is over. So yes. it's all fake. She is fake. and should not have even have been placed in a position where she is. Absolutely. It was Democrat shenanigans to put her in that position.
Congressman, hold your thoughts for just a moment. We're going to take a top-of-the-hour news break. Ladies and gentlemen, don't turn your dials. We'll be right back right after the news.
To learn more, visit conservative.edu.
WTRJ, Orange Park, Jacksonville. WAYL, St. Augustine. WATY, Folkston, Georgia.